Jacob, we always hear when the forwards talk about getting to the dirty areas, trying to get past you, the price you have to pay to get there. What's the price you have to pay as a defenseman to keep them from those areas?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a battle. I thought we were actually pretty good at it in the first game, and it's something that their team's good at is getting to the net, and something we knew coming in. So, yeah, it's something I guess we try to focus on, but we're going to have to continue to do a good job with that.
On that note, there was so much talk in Game 1 about the number of shot attempts and everything that was going towards the goal, but you felt you guys did a pretty good job of keeping down the quality chances?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them were from the outside, I guess, and we did a good job letting Bucky see the puck, and I mean, we're pretty confident that he's going to make a lot of those saves. So, I don't know, maybe in the past we've played more trying to prevent a shot. I think we have a lot of trust in Bucky that if we give him a shot, we know he's going to stop it, and we take care of the front of net. He'll bail us out if there's anything loose there, but we think he's going to make that save a lot of the time.
What are you used to being good at boxing out like that, Jacob?
A lot of it's will, I guess, and the want to do it. It's a battle, and a lot of battles come down to just working hard, and that's what it is, I guess. It's kind of just a fight with will, and whoever wants to work harder, I guess.
They controlled a lot of the board play in your zone in that first game. What's the key to tipping the scales a little more in your direction tonight?
I don't know if we're too focused on tipping in our direction. I think we know they have active D that come down the walls a lot, and they're going to get chances coming down, and their forwards roll up high and run a lot of interchanges. So, I mean, they're going to have a lot of motion there to the outside, but just controlling our switches and communicating and just keeping them out there, not letting them get that middle ice is something I think we're more worried about.
That's something you guys did really well in game one, of just communicating on the switches in particular.
Yeah, I mean, you want to get them in the wall when you can and install that puck and get help there, but they're good players and they're going to have some space, and you can't just go out running at them. You got to play the game that's in front of you, and if they have some time on the wall, they're going to have it, but stay with your guy away from the puck and try to eliminate as much of the opportunity as you can.
What do you think game one overall, I mean, as you head into game two, but from a Jets perspective, the way you guys played?
There's definitely room for improvement in our game. I don't think we were exactly where we wanted to be, but come playoff time, you find a way to win, and I thought we were pretty opportunistic and got a good game from our goalie, and that's a lot of what playoff hockey is.
Obviously, you try to win every game, but you feel like you've got to get Brady here now that you've already earned a split on the road?
I think it didn't really matter what the result of the first game was. I think we knew this game was going to be a tough game, and we know what to expect a little more coming, what the building's going to be like and the atmosphere, and I think we'll be ready to go.
Jacob, 10 straight games now. You guys have opened the scoring all six playoff games. Obviously, that's something both teams would like to do, but what do you think has been the key to getting that first goal?
We've had good starts all year, I think. I mean, when we have a bad start, we usually follow it up with a good one, so a lot of good leadership in the room, making sure everybody's ready to go. I think that's a big key to it, and just knowing what makes us successful, and that's usually playing fast and trying to get off to a fast start.
With a guy like Forsberg, who's so creative, what's a key to slowing him down?
Time and space, just like any other good player. I mean, the little different thing with him is he's such a big body and he's so strong. It's a lot of times you get the big strong guys, or you get the fast skill guys that are a little smaller, but he's got it all. So yeah, you got to be on your toes and know he has that capability and respect him, but don't respect him too much. You got to play him hard.
Jacob, you guys have obviously had to tap into your defensive depth this year, but getting a guy like Toby Enstrom back in a series like this, what do you think he brings, or what intangibles can that bring to the table?
He's just so steady. I think, I mean, ever since I've been in Winnipeg, you know what you're getting out of him every night. He's so consistent, and he just makes the game easier for everyone. He's not a super high-risk guy, and he plays a solid game every night.